Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent and Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
So what did Robert Tellis do the day that Jeff Gurman lost his life? Here's what he said on the stand this last week.
Today, September 2nd, 2022. As I mentioned earlier, I sent a text message, hung around home. I know watching TV or working. Somewhere probably around 10-ish, I went for a walk. Came back home, and then got ready and went off to the gym. And if I could republish T2, as I said before, I'm techie, right? You see that my actual login, you know, after you consider everything I do, you know, to get ready to go to the gym. When they were ready to scan my phone, it was at 12:09. And I say it was my phone because I'm a techie person. The tag that was on my keychain, I abandoned it long ago. You know, so that was from my phone.
So he went to the gym and nothing else happened that day. Just happened to have all that stuff in his garage and in his house, the cut up Nike, the cut up everything. He's filled this thing with a lot of word salad. Like there's so much fluff in this case that he's inserted into it. It's really been amusing because he hasn't really argued any of the hard points of evidence that have been against him. It's just been, it's making chicken fried rice over here. Well, what about all the stuff? And I don't know. I just didn't do it. I didn't do it. That's my answer to everything is I just didn't do it. No explanation. Just, I didn't do it.
Right. That's his only explanation is that I went to the gym and I'm a real techie guy. So I use my phone. Interesting use of language as well. So, I mean, here's the things that pop in my head when I hear little small snippets like that is watch TV or working. I can tell you every moment of my day, even though I'm self-employed for myself, I can give you a really good estimate because I have a routine of what I'm doing. I'm either doing one or the other and when I'm doing it. So it wouldn't be either or unless you're trying to contrive something. 10-ish, okay, maybe. The ish, again, I pretty much got a really good I wouldn't say, you know, like every morning I go to the pool. I go to the pool pretty much at 6:15. I don't say 6:15-ish. Yeah, it's pretty much 6:15. Mm-hmm. But I'm really curious about that walk he went on. Does he normally go for a walk? Is that part of his normal routine or is that a deviation from the norm of his pattern of life? Because that's also what I'm curious about too. So every time someone lays out something, I'm very curious on, is that part of your normal pattern? And that's what I would be asking is as well. And if it's not part of the normal pattern, what caused it to be a deviation from that pattern? Mm-hmm. What was so special about that day that made it different that day? Because if it's different, why?
Why was it special? Because it was Robert Tellis who did it. And Robert
that's
Tellis.
That's right. And I was too busy killing someone and cutting up all my own clothes.
He's a special man. Here he is lying about the affair or talking about the affair that was being reported.
You spoke with him. Were you truthful in your interview?
Not entirely, no.
Okay. What were you untruthful about?
About the extent of the relationship with me and Roberta Lee Kennett.
Okay. What was different? What did you say versus the truth?
I said that, you know, she and I had no affair, but, you know, regrettably, we did have, you know, and when I say regrettably, I think we both regret the mistake, but we had a romantic affair with each other.
Okay, so you did lie to him, correct, on that topic?
I didn't think that was for the public's business.
He has a tell, and I'm curious if you've picked up on it in any of this as well, and if it means anything. When he's lying about something or something he feels uncomfortable about, he gets really breathy. Like, I had an affair. And then he goes back to his normal dialogue. He's also done it when talking about the murder, when he's talking about Gurman. Things that makes him uncomfortable, things that he did that he didn't want somebody else to find out about, which is what the affair was. And he uses that exact same tone, that exact same weird D deviation in his speech pattern when talking about things that he doesn't want people to know about. Did the same thing, like I said, when he's talking about
murder. A lot of quiet talking. So it's a term I call word blocking, because when we're non-verbally blocking, it says that we're afraid to share something, don't want to share something. We're kind of coming in like this. We do the same thing with the words we use. And so to me, he's word blocking. But the big thing you picked up on is what's most evident is he's got a tempo shift.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a tempo shift. So anytime you have and so tempo shifts, this is what gives us our gut feelings and intuition about people. When we're watching, observing the entire world around us, no matter where we are intuitively, just because we are a species of that's been through a lot of evolution, we are taken in the tempo of the world around us. And when something deviates from that tempo, it grabs our attention because it might be we're assessing it for a threat. And that's the greatest thing as human beings is that we are constantly taking in that information and assessing deviations from the tempos around us. And so that's why I've been watching a lot of the nonverbal experts, you know, looking at this case, examining this case, and they're all right. You know, there's I haven't seen a wrong one, but I like to boil things down really simply so everyone can do it, and everyone does do it. We are all taking in and observing tempos around us, and we see in him a deviation from the tempo when he is under stress. Because stress could be deception, stress could be just bad thoughts and memories. In this case, I'm highly suspect, I'm guessing it's under deception is what's causing his stress.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Sick of the ads?
Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now.
As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to
uncut interviews before everyone else.
Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.